Harper Audio presents Last Night at the Viper Room, River Phoenix and the Hollywood He Left Behind, by Gavin Edwards, read by Luke Daniels. Introduction. It ends outside a nightclub called the Viper Room on a Hollywood sidewalk. The young man convulsing on the pavement is named River Phoenix. His brother is on a nearby payphone, pleading with a 911 operator. His sister is lying on top of his body, trying to stop him from injuring himself as his muscles twitch and his limbs flail against the concrete. River Phoenix is overdosed on a speedball of heroin and cocaine and has only minutes to live. It begins 23 years earlier on a peppermint farm. A young woman from New York City had quit her secretarial job, become a hippie, and wandered all the way to Oregon. Now, in a small house with an upside-down horseshoe over the front door, she is in labor, trying to push another life into the world. She declines medical professionals, drugs, a drive to the nearest hospital, but she is surrounded by friends. And when at last her first child is born, the infant's arrival on planet Earth is greeted with the sound of applause. Between applause and agony, between the farm and the Viper Room, between peppermint and heroin, there hangs a life. The 23 years of River Phoenix. Documenting River's time on Earth are 14 feature films, one season of a TV show, and a handful of commercials, including spots for Cars and cranberry juice. The movies ranged from excellent to unwatchable. One of them, Running on Empty, yielded an Oscar nomination for River, and two others, Stand By Me, My Own Private Idaho, are generally considered classics. As an IMDb page, it's not a huge ledger, a legacy of steady work over a decade as River grew from an adorable tyke with a bowl haircut into a strikingly handsome young man. But River had impact that far exceeded the number of films he made. He seemed like he had the chance to be the brightest light of his generation. Not long after his death, Brad Pitt mused, "I think he was the best. Is the best of the young guys. I'm not just saying that now. I said that before he died. He had something I don't understand." Ethan Hawke said, "River was one of those people that had that strange magic glow around them. He could drive you crazy or make you fall in love with them, sometimes in the same minute." Even considering that he was an actor, River had a remarkable number of identities in his short life. Child star, pinup, proselytizing Christian, icon to gay men, street performer, drug user, vegan, singer-songwriter, rainforest activist, Hollywood scenester, Oscar nominee. These were skins he lived in, or masks he wore for a while. Depending on your point of view, the number of them meant that he had a life full of lies and contradictions, or that he compartmentalized the different aspects of his existence with remarkable success. Or that, like many 23-year-olds, he was still discovering who he was, trying on different identities and figuring out how they connected to his fundamental self. The people who knew him, in whatever context, agreed on one thing, even if they fumbled for the vocabulary to describe it. River had a special quality, they said. Some called it a spark, some called it a light, some called it a soul. He was the kind of guy, said one friend, that if you walked outside and it was snowing, you knew the first thing on his mind was making a snowball. River loved to embrace his friends in massive bear hugs, sometimes surprising them by lunging at them from behind. But if somebody hugged him, he'd quickly squirm away. He wanted any embrace to be on his terms. Dermot Mulroney, who acted in two movies with River, thought that River's lazy right eye expressed a fundamental dichotomy in his spirit. He said his eyes made him the focus of energy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?